You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
People are less happy today than they were 20 years ago. There is a reason for this unhappiness. There is also an answer.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Lord God, our Heavenly Father, many today are searching for peace for their soul. You have showered our country with blessings never before experienced by any nation in history. In spite of these blessings, the souls of millions remain anxious and deeply troubled. Send your Holy Spirit into the hearts of all who hear your eternal and life-giving word. Open the eyes of those blinded by the devil into believing that peace for their soul can be found in material possessions. Draw all men unto your Son, Jesus Christ. Heal their troubled soul by the sin-atoning power of His blood. Grant your eternal and consoling peace to all who repent and turn to you. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen. People are desperately searching for some peace of mind and some worth to their lives. These are the words of the football superstar Fran Tarkenton. In an exclusive interview published in a nationally known magazine of business and finance, this well-known sports hero spoke out on what he has learned from people after traveling thousands of miles and addressing many groups. Then, referring directly to individuals involved in the hierarchy of business and industry, he added, "I see tremendous stress and tension. I see tremendous unhappiness." It would not be considered unusual to find statements like this in a medical journal, a psychology magazine, or even a religious publication. But to find these statements expressed in a magazine of business and finance reveals a new trend now emerging in our society. A few years ago, anyone admitting they were unhappy and searching for peace in life would have been considered a religious fanatic. Openly confessing any type of unhappiness was something a normal, well-balanced businessman or woman would not do. During the past few years, however, things have dramatically changed. Individuals at every age and economic level are now willing to publicly confess their disappointment with their own lives. Wealthy business executives, politicians, doctors, and even famous entertainment personalities, individuals expected to appear constantly happy, are now publicly discussing their lack of inner peace. They freely admit their search for deep inner peace of the heart and the soul. A recent issue of Esquire magazine reported a very surprising story. The story involved a partner in one of Wall Street's most successful financial firms of the last 10 years. He said, "I have to get out. I've got to find purpose in life. Purpose for me is no longer acquiring additional assets." Because of modern science and technology, an increasing number of people are finding their dreams in life coming true. They now own a comfortable home for which they have worked and saved, several cars, a color television, and all types of household conveniences. In fact, most of us today enjoy luxuries our grandparents could not even dream of. In spite of all these material blessings, however, there seems to be something lacking. Even in the lives of the most wealthy and affluent, there is something that is not quite right. No one seems to know how to put their finger on it. No one seems to know how to identify exactly what it is. But most people will agree, something is not quite right. Something is missing. Perhaps you can relate to this dilemma. You are very well off compared to many people in the world today. Yet there seems to be something missing in your life. Even though it may come as a surprise to you, Jesus Christ promises and has already given to countless others that peace for which you may be searching. His desire is to also give you that deep, permanent peace which will remove the constant, gnawing anxiety of your soul. The supernatural power of the Savior is reflected in the overwhelming testimony of countless thousands who have already had their lives changed by His transforming power. One listener recently wrote, "Christ has been in my life for only a short time, but now I know He was a part of the puzzle I've been missing." The promise Jesus is offering to you today is recorded in the Bible. In the Gospel of John chapter 14, Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Sad to say, these words of Jesus are frequently misunderstood. Many believe that Jesus was merely a prophet whose primary work was to establish peaceful relations between men and nations. He certainly did encourage this. But the peace which Jesus spoke of was a spiritual peace, a peace between us and our God, a peace which, when it is missing, causes us to be anxious and unfulfilled, a peace which exists only when God's wrath against our personal sins has been satisfied. The reason most people never obtain or experience deep and permanent peace for their souls is that they search for it in the wrong place. Rather than searching for it in the Bible, which is the guide to one's spiritual life, they try to obtain it through worldly possessions. They believe happiness depends on how rich one is. Let me briefly explain, on the basis of the Bible itself, why millions of individuals do not have peace for their soul. I will also explain, on the basis of the Bible, how this deep spiritual peace can be yours today. If there is anything at all that the Holy Scriptures clearly teach, it is this. Man, by his sin, has separated himself from God. You and I, by our own sins, by frequently living our own life of rebellion, even when we know it is wrong, we have alienated ourselves from our Heavenly Father. Just as a child alienates himself from his parents when he is naughty, so also we alienate, we separate, we ruin the relationship between ourselves and God when we sin against Him. Isaiah the prophet said, "Your iniquities have separated you from your God. Your sins have hidden His face from you." This separation is the basic cause of the anxiety of the human soul. Just as a small child becomes worried when he is separated from his mother, so also our soul becomes anxious when it is separated from God. Just as two people who are in love become anxious when they are separated from each other, so also our soul has no inner peace when it is alienated from the Heavenly Father. This alienation is the basic reason individuals today have no permanent peace. Even as you listen to this broadcast, your soul desires a peaceful and harmonious relationship with your God. Just as a child cries out when it misses its parents, so also your soul is deeply disturbed when it is alienated and separated from its Creator. Thanks be to God. He has provided an answer to our most difficult problem. He has instituted a solution to our deepest dilemma. He has made it possible for us to have that deep and permanent peace. The Bible announces this good news in Colossians chapter 1 when it says, "Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight without blemish and free from accusation. Since this is such an important verse of the Bible, and since it is crucial to your life now and also your existence after death, let me read it once more. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight without blemish and free from accusation. Perhaps you have never heard of this good news before. No doubt you realize in your heart that you have rebelled against your God by disobeying your parents, by cheating on your income tax, by causing hurt to your husband or wife, or by treating your children selfishly. Perhaps you committed some sins during your teenage years, or perhaps you are a teenager today. Even though you have angered God by your sinful life, he has reconciled you to himself. That's right. Even though you caused his righteous wrath to be directed against your sinful life, out of his love and grace, he decided not to punish you. His perfect righteousness required him to punish someone. So, he punished his own son, Jesus, by having him die on the cross. What unbelievable love! What amazing grace! The entire thing seems so unbelievable that many who claim to be educated find this clear teaching of the Bible intellectually offensive. The great Apostle Paul spoke of this when he said in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to those who are being saved, it is the power of God." The methods used by many today to find peace in their affluent but empty lives are frequently incredible. Some try to buy lasting peace and happiness through purchasing material goods. Others, more desperate, turn to alcohol, drugs, and other mind-altering devices. Recent findings of the Gallup poll indicate that 11 million people now use marijuana regularly. In addition, 4 million use cocaine on a regular basis. The increasing dependence on drugs was recently pointed out by a federal employee in Washington, D.C. He said, "No matter how you look at it, drugs are now part of the American social scene." It is frequently assumed that drugs are used by individuals at home or while they are off work. Nothing could be further from the truth. Top-paid business executives now admit that cocaine has become a common means of coping with stress. A Harvard Medical School psychiatrist recently pointed out, "Where there are people who are very savvy, well-educated, and working under lots of pressure, there will be people who find cocaine attractive." In addition to drugs, the increasing dependence on alcohol was recently brought to light by a special report of the Secretary of Health, Education, and Welfare. He said, "This report documents the reality that problem drinking is threatening or damaging or destroying the lives of literally tens of millions of Americans." He also pointed out that alcohol consumption is now the highest it has been in over 100 years. The current abuse of illegal drugs and alcohol is not new. Radio, television, and newspapers bring this to our attention regularly. What is alarming is the increasing use and abuse of prescription drugs. A recent issue of the American Journal of Psychiatry revealed the shocking findings of a survey involving nearly 2,000 people. The survey indicated that 42% of the men and 60% of the women had used some type of mood-altering drug in the previous 48-hour period. The attempt to use drugs to treat all kinds of anxieties was highlighted at a meeting of the Wayne County Medical Society in Detroit. This meeting was attended by 150 physicians, therapists, and administrators. Dr. T. Herschel Garden pointed out that Valium is the most commonly abused drug. He continued by saying, "If a woman says she is depressed, the doctor gives her a prescription for Valium without a second thought." Then he added, "That does not get at the root of her problem, the things that are making her unhappy in the first place." For those who need it, medicine and drugs are a real blessing of God. On the other hand, The attempt to use drugs for every problem or challenge in life is an outright abuse and frequently results in distortion and harm to the body and mind. If you today are anxious and have no inner peace in your heart and soul, if you are tempted to rely on the short-term relief given by alcohol, drugs, and other mood-altering methods, ask God to provide you with His lasting peace. Ask Him by the power of the Holy Spirit to give you the peace Jesus promised when He said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Many different challenges in life can produce anxiety, concern about losing your job, worry about how you will get along in retirement, being unsure about money for attending college, how your children will face the temptations in the world today. All of these things can make your life very uneasy. And these are certainly important concerns. In time, however, and by God's continued blessings, these concerns now disturbing you will no longer face you. They will all be part of the past. The deep spiritual needs of your soul, however, will not pass away. They will constantly gnaw at your heart and your soul. Don't wait another day. Don't let the deep spiritual problems of your soul haunt you the rest of your life. Don't try to satisfy your spiritual needs through physical methods, remedies that are only temporary. Turn to your Heavenly Father. He is waiting to receive you. By the power of the Holy Spirit, He will assure you that the sins of your past life are forgiven. No matter how bad these sins might have been, they will be completely and totally wiped out. The blood of Jesus Christ shed on the cross of Calvary has the power to wash your sins away. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sins. When you place your faith and trust in the saving power of Jesus Christ, a great change will take place in your life. It may not be dramatic, and you may not feel it emotionally. This makes no difference. The Bible teaches that when we trust our Lord, we immediately have a new relationship to our Heavenly Father. We are no longer separated from Him by the barrier of our sin. Listen as the Bible describes the process in Ephesians chapter 2 when it says, "For He Himself is our peace, who has made the two one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility." It is certainly exciting to hear directly from the Bible itself how Jesus Christ has removed the barrier between us and our God. If that was good news, just wait until you hear the rest of the message. The Bible continues by saying, "Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household." Imagine, through trusting in the merits of Jesus Christ, we actually become members of God's household. As His true sons, we are entitled to all the blessings of being part of His family. And since we are sons, we will also receive an inheritance. We become heirs of eternal life. Through faith in Jesus Christ, you can become part of God's family, one of God's sons. You can also receive part of the family inheritance, everlasting life in heaven. Don't delay. Don't wait another day. Trust in Christ alone. Amen.